Chapter 1. Bow Wow Goes Bonkers. On a June afternoon, the town of Bow Wow gathered in Central Park to celebrate an important day. Among those gathered were the Bow Wow Bark's top investigative reporters, Mittens M. Meow and her partner Alex D. Digger. Alex turned a page in his newspaper. He brought it on the way to the park because he wanted to read the comics. Now, the inside story caught his attention. He elbowed Mittens.
Did you see this report? 3 houses targeted last night in graffiti prank. What a shame.
He read the next line and frowned.
My goodness! Grandma Bassett was one of the victims! Did she say anything about it to you?
Mittens stood on tiptoe, trying to see the stage better. That's nice, Alex. For the last 70 years, Grandma Bassett had made delicious treats for cats and dogs of all ages at her Tasty Treats factory. Today, she was about to unveil her 200th dog biscuit flavor. Every dog in town was dying to know the secret.
Looks like the other graffiti victims were Mayor Nutt and Dr. Honda.
Alex continued reading.
Police found the word "soon" sprayed across their garage doors. Now that's a funny thing to put on a garage door.
Uh-huh, Mitten said. Alex folded the paper up.
This sounds like a real mystery. What do you think?
In front of him, a fox turned around. She pressed a claw to her lips. I'll read it later, Mitten said. The ceremony is starting. Alex sighed. In Alex's opinion, Mittens was the toughest reporter at the Bow Wow Bark. She could turn a bulldog bodyguard into a cowering poodle with a single glare. And she was smart. When she investigated a story, she didn't stop digging until she found the truth, even if that meant facing a little danger. Privately, Alex wondered if Mittens enjoyed danger a little too much. As for him, his life was simple. He lived by 3 rules. 1. Never say no to Mittens. 2. Never underestimate the power of a smile. And 3. Never leave Mittens in charge of snacks. There was also rule number 3.5. Submit articles relatively on time. But he didn't worry about that too much. Their editor was used to receiving Alex's work late, usually with food stains. On stage, Mayor Nutt tapped the microphone. Grandma Bassett was up there too, sitting on a folding chair off to the side.
Quiet, please,
Mayor Nutt said.
Grandma Bassett would like to begin.
It took Grandma Bassett 3 whole minutes to shuffle from the chair to the microphone. Mittens drummed her pen against her notepad. Patience was not her foremost quality.
Walks kinda slow, doesn't she?
Alex whispered.
Maybe she needs to eat some of her chili pepper and bacon treats. Those always put extra fire in my step. But I tell you what, the gas afterwards is...
The fox shushed him again. Alex made a face at her.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen!
Grandma Bassett's voice warbled like a bad cell signal.
Thank you for supporting Tasty Treats all these years. It is an honor to introduce your taste buds to our bicentennial flavor.
What does bicentennial mean?
Alex whispered. 200. Mittens answered without looking up from her notepad.
We have worked hard to bring you this new culinary experience,
Grandma Bassett said.
I hope you enjoy. Mayor Nutt, the recipe book, please.
Mayor Nutt brought the book to her. It looked heavy. It had yellow pages edged in gold and an elaborate lock on the cover. Grandma Bassett unlocked it with a key hanging around her neck. She peeled back the cover.
I give you,